Here we go. So welcome everyone to the 2026 Winter Feast for the Soul. Yay! We're doing it again. So if you're here for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back after a long time, welcome. If you've been here all along, welcome. It's so lovely to see so many people. So today what I want to do is give a little bit of an overview, both of just general practice. There are some people who are new, and I'll give a little meditation instruction. I will introduce the topic, and I'll talk about some just general housekeeping kind of things. So let's take a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Let's just take a moment to settle into our seat, settle into present moment awareness. Let go of the morning you've already had. Shifting into our bodies, shifting into just relaxing into present moment. And our theme this year for the Winter Feast for the Soul is the Eightfold Path, which, if you're not familiar with it, is a very traditional teaching of the Buddhist path. It is part of the Four Noble Truths. And so the Eightfold Path is right view, right intentions, right action, speech, and livelihood, and then right effort, concentration, and mindfulness. And I think of these as ways to apply or to integrate our practice into our everyday life, which is why I really like this list. And I'd like to invite you to consider them just strictly from a secular point of view. There's nothing to believe. Even though we call these the Four Noble Truths, I want to invite you to consider them as questions and to really use your own experience, on the cushion, so to speak, in your practice, and your own experience out in life, in your everyday life. So they're just inquiries. So we call them truths, but they may not be truths for you. But that's the journey to find out, is this really true for me in my own experience? And they sit within, the Eightfold Path sits within the Four Noble Truths. And the subject, the topic of the Four Noble Truths is, of course, suffering. I don't put that in the marketing because who would show up for suffering? But we all know it. And the Pali term, the Sanskrit term, I believe it's dukkha. And we'll talk tomorrow a little bit about what that means and sort of tease that out. But the Four Noble Truths is the nature of suffering or dukkha. The second noble truth is the cause, what causes us to suffer. The third noble truth is the end of suffering or the solution. Stay tuned. And the fourth noble truth is the Eightfold Path, how to apply that solution into your life. So 40 days from now, you might have a solution. So that's pretty good. Carrot. Keep practicing. Stay tuned. So to begin with, so in this kind of topic of difficulties, I want to invite you, like I do every first day of the Winter Feast for the Soul, to just take a moment to consider why you're here. What brings you to meditation? You can think of it as what you'd like to get out of it, but you can also think of it as what prompts you to get up at 7:30 in the morning and either show up at the studio or turn on your computer. Right? What is it that's drawing you to this particular path? And you may not know specifically, but I think it's really helpful to just consider and to ask yourself that question and to remember that as the 40 days unfold. Most people don't show up at meditation because they just won the lottery. I'll just say that. Unless, of course, they won the lottery and it didn't turn out the way that they wanted to. And that'll be tied into our talk tomorrow. So let me give some general instructions for those people who may not have practiced before. Oh, let me say about the format. So I'm going to give this little talk. It'll be a little shorter than it is today. I'm going to start promptly, I hope, at 7:35. So get in your seats as we go on. I'll give a little talk. I'll say a little bit about posture, reminders about our posture. And then I'll ring the bell and we'll have 20 minutes of a silent sit, which is a long time if you've never done this. Don't panic. It will be over soon. And then at 20 minutes, I'll ring the bell again. And the invitation is to do a movement practice if you'd like, in your own space or in the studio. And the way that we do it in the studio is we walk clockwise in a circle all together, unless, of course, you want to do something else, a standing meditation. But just be aware that most people are going to be walking together in a circle. That practice is important because it helps us to learn how to get along with people while we're working with our minds. And then come back from your movement practice on your own time. You can walk as little as long as you want, but by 8:14, I'm going to ring the bell again. We'll end with three ohms and a bow of any style you like in appreciation for the group. So that's that. That's the format every day. So if you haven't practiced before and you'd like to do a little mindfulness meditation, the simplest practice is to have an anchor for the mind. And we suggest the breath because it's free, it's always available, and because it goes in and then you let it go, it trains the mind to be flexible, to take in experience and then to let it go moment by moment. So the way the mind works is it just gets distracted. We label that thinking, and then we come back to the breath. And then it gets distracted, and we come back to the breath over and over and over again. And eventually the mind settles down. It's no problem that you get distracted. It's just what the mind does. And we're not trying to punish the mind for that. We're actually trying to make friends with the mind just the way it is. So be gentle with yourself. All right. Lastly, just a little housekeeping thing. If it ever snows again, which I suspect it will, sometime between, we follow the Portsmouth schools closing. So if the Portsmouth School is closed or has a delayed opening, we won't be in the studio, but we will always be on Zoom. Okay.
You can find that on WMUR. They post the closing, so look up WMUR and all this Portsmouth. You can always find it. Yeah. We also post on the website that WMUR gets up early.
All right, I'm going to do one more tech thing, and then we're going to start. That little gold piece. All right. So let's begin. So again, take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to connect with whatever draws you to your practice. A feeling, a sense of wanting something, whatever it is. Curiosity. And just letting whatever's prompting you today for your practice be the ground of your practice today. So feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body just resting. And from that sense of being grounded, feel the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart, that sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to just rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.